Electricity now stores time. The new order of the power grid shaped by batteries and long-duration storage. Electricity was long considered an energy source that had to be used the moment it was produced. But as batteries and long-duration storage technologies spread, electricity is changing from an instant commodity into an asset that can move time. From the variability of solar and wind power to peak demand, the surging electricity needs of data centers and energy security, storage technology is becoming a core infrastructure of the future power grid.
Key message: the future of electricity is shifting from how much can be produced to when it can be stored and used. Electricity is no longer limited to an energy source that must be consumed the moment it is generated. Batteries and long-duration storage technologies move surplus electricity to the time when it is needed, giving the power grid the ability to manage time. Batteries are becoming core shock absorbers that reduce peak pressure on the power grid. By charging when demand is low and discharging when demand surges, batteries reduce the need for additional power plants and improve grid stability. They are especially important for responding to summer cooling peaks and evening electricity demand. Storage technology complements the weaknesses of renewable energy by absorbing the variability of solar and wind power. Solar power fluctuates between day and night, while wind power changes with weather conditions. Storage technology stores this irregular electricity and supplies it when needed, turning renewable energy into a more reliable power source. The rising electricity demand from artificial intelligence and data centers is making storage technology even more essential. Data centers require enormous amounts of stable electricity around the clock. Storage technology is becoming essential infrastructure for backup power, peak response, renewable energy integration, and electricity cost management. Storage technology is becoming a new standard for future energy security and industrial competitiveness. Energy security can no longer be explained only by oil and gas supply. The ability to store and distribute electricity reliably will become a core condition for national competitiveness, industrial attraction, and power grid resilience.
From the age of generation to the age of storage. For a long time, power grids were designed around the question of how much electricity can be produced. Coal-fired power, gas-fired power, nuclear power, and hydropower were all evaluated by their ability to generate electricity reliably. When industries expanded and cities grew, larger power plants were built. When electricity demand increased, transmission networks were extended farther and made stronger. The basic logic of the power system was simple. Produce as much electricity as needed at the moment it is needed and send it immediately to the place of consumption. Yet the greatest characteristic of electricity was hidden inside this apparent simplicity. Electricity is difficult to store in tanks like oil or pile up in warehouses like coal. Production and consumption must be matched almost simultaneously. If demand suddenly rises and supply cannot keep up, the grid frequency becomes unstable, and in severe cases, blackouts occur. The opposite is also a problem. If too much electricity is produced and the grid cannot absorb it, power generation must be curtailed or electricity must be wasted. The power grid has always been a massive real-time system operating on a delicate balance. This balance has become more complicated as renewable energy has expanded. Solar power generates electricity heavily during the day, but stops at night. Wind power is strong when the wind blows, but output falls when the wind weakens. Electricity demand is determined by people, but renewable energy supply is shaped by weather and time. The old power grid was accustomed to a system in which power plants adjusted output according to demand. But as solar and wind power grow, the grid must adapt to a situation in which supply itself fluctuates. This is where storage technology enters. Storage technology gives the power grid the ability to adjust time. Solar electricity that remains in use during the day can be stored and used during the evening peak. Electricity generated when the wind is strong can be stored and supplied when the wind stops. Storing electricity when there is a surplus and releasing it when there is a shortage may sound simple, but within the entire power system, it is a revolutionary change. Electricity is no longer energy that disappears the moment it is produced. Once storage technology is attached, electricity becomes a resource that can move across time. The International Energy Agency evaluates battery storage as one of the fastest-growing clean energy technologies in the power sector. As renewable energy expands rapidly around the world, storage technology is emerging not as a mere supporting device, but as a core flexibility resource for the power grid. Since renewable energy capacity is expected to grow on a large scale from 2025 to 2030, the importance of storage technology can only increase further. The essence of this change lies not in the size of power plants, but in the transformation of electricity's timetable. In the past, power plants were the main actors of the grid. In the future, power plants, storage facilities, demand management, transmission networks, data centers, electric vehicles, and home batteries will be connected as a single network. As important as the ability to produce electricity will be the ability to decide when electricity should be used, when it should be stored, and when it should be released. The future of electricity is moving from a competition over production volume to a competition over the ability to coordinate time. Batteries that shave the peak. The most expensive time in a power grid is the time when electricity use reaches its highest point. A typical example is the afternoon during the height of a summer heat wave when cooling demand surges. Winter evenings during severe cold waves are no different. Electric utilities must maintain reserve power plants in preparation for such peak demand. The problem is that these plants are not needed continuously throughout the year. In many cases, massive facilities must be built just to endure a few days or even a few hours of peak demand. Battery storage systems change this structure. They charge when electricity demand is low and electricity is relatively cheap, then discharge when demand spikes. This lowers the highest point that the grid must withstand. This is called peak reduction. When the peak is lowered, fewer new power plants are needed and pressure on transmission networks also decreases. Grid operators can balance supply and demand more reliably, and consumers may face less long-term volatility in electricity prices. The advantage of batteries is speed. Thermal power plants take time to increase or reduce output. Nuclear power is strong as a stable baseload source, but it has limits in responding instantly to sudden shifts in demand. Batteries, however, can control charging and discharging very quickly. They can also respond immediately when grid frequency becomes unstable and help restore balance. That is why batteries are not merely warehouses for storing electricity. They are closer to shock absorbers for the power grid. This function becomes even more meaningful when combined with the expansion of renewable energy. In regions with abundant solar power, electricity pours into the grid at once during daytime hours. On a clear spring day, electricity demand may not be very high while solar output is strong. If that electricity cannot be stored, generation must be curtailed. By contrast, in the evening, solar output drops sharply just as people return home and use lights, heating and cooling, and home appliances at the same time. This creates the so-called evening peak. Batteries fill this gap by moving surplus daytime electricity into the evening. Battery storage matters because it changes the operating philosophy of the grid. In the past, the central approach was to increase supply capacity to match the peak. In the future, reducing the peak itself will become more important. Building more is not the only solution. The solution is to arrange already produced electricity more intelligently. This changes the direction of power infrastructure investment. Instead of building one more power plant, it becomes possible to lower overall system costs by combining batteries, demand response, distributed energy resources, and electricity price signals. This is why large-scale battery storage projects are growing rapidly in the United States, China, Europe, Australia, and elsewhere. In China, the average duration of new energy storage facilities is becoming longer, and in regions with high solar power penetration, such as California, 4-hour batteries have become important resources for grid operation. Storage duration is still often measured in a few hours, but those few hours change the most expensive time slots in the power grid. In a grid, a few hours in a day can determine the entire cost structure. Batteries target precisely those hours. The power of storage that complements the weaknesses of solar and wind. Renewable energy has become cheaper and faster to deploy. The price of solar panels has fallen sharply over the long term, and wind power has become an important source of electricity in many regions. But renewable energy has an unavoidable weakness. Sunlight and wind are not switches that people can turn on and off. Just because electricity demand is high does not mean the sun shines more strongly. Just because an industrial complex is busy does not mean the wind blows harder. The weakness of renewable energy lies less in cost than in time. Storage technology directly addresses this weakness. The core problem of solar power is the gap between day and night. The core problem of wind power is the variability of wind. Storage technology absorbs this variability and converts it into a form the grid can handle more easily. Electricity left over during the day is stored and used at night. Batteries charge when the wind is strong and discharge when the wind weakens. This is the process of turning renewable energy from a weather-dependent source into a manageable source. Of course, storage technology does not solve every problem at once. Batteries have limits in charging capacity and discharge duration. If cloudy weather continues for several days and the wind also remains weak, batteries that last only a few hours are not enough. But even short-duration storage can bring major changes to the grid. It can adjust the surplus of solar power during the day and the evening peak within a single day. As the share of renewable energy rises, this daily balancing capability becomes increasingly important. As renewable energy grows in the grid, new phenomena also appear. During daytime hours, wholesale electricity prices may fall, and in extreme cases, negative prices can appear. If too much electricity is produced but cannot be consumed or stored, prices collapse. For power producers, the economics of renewable energy can be shaken. Storage technology eases this problem. By charging when prices are low and discharging when prices are high, storage can capture the time value of electricity. This also affects the revenue structure of renewable energy businesses. Storage technology also helps relieve regional grid problems. Renewable energy tends to concentrate in areas with good resources. Solar power is concentrated in sunny regions, while wind power is concentrated in windy regions. But electricity demand is concentrated in large cities and industrial zones. If transmission networks are insufficient, bottlenecks arise because generated electricity cannot be delivered. Properly placed storage facilities can reduce transmission congestion and improve the stability of regional power grids. Storage reduces not only the physical distance between generation and consumption, but also the distance of time. At this point, storage technology becomes not a supporting actor for renewable energy, but its partner. A power grid in which solar and wind alone expand rapidly can become unstable. But when storage, transmission expansion, and demand management are added together, the story changes. Expanding renewable energy is not simply a matter of installing more generation facilities. It is a matter of designing when, where, and how that electricity will be used. Storage technology stands at the center of that design. Short batteries and long storage. The current star of the electricity storage market is the lithium-ion battery. As the electric vehicle industry has grown, the production scale of lithium-ion batteries has expanded and costs have fallen. Thanks to this, grid-scale batteries have also been able to spread quickly. Lithium-ion batteries have the advantages of fast response, high efficiency, and modular installation. They are strong in power control over periods ranging from minutes to several hours. They are well-suited to grid frequency regulation, peak response, and shifting solar power into the evening. But the future of electricity storage does not end with lithium-ion batteries alone. As grids move toward renewable energy, longer-duration storage becomes necessary. Daily fluctuations can be handled to some extent with batteries. But it is far harder to solve problems such as several consecutive cloudy days or seasonal mismatches between solar output and heating demand. In winter, daylight hours are shorter and heating demand may increase. In summer, cooling peaks can become intense. To address this seasonality and long-term variability, long-duration storage technologies are needed. Long-duration storage refers to technologies that store electricity for long periods or convert electricity into another form of energy for later use. A representative example is pumped hydropower. When electricity is abundant, water is pumped to a higher elevation. When electricity is needed, the water is released downward to spin turbines. Pumped hydropower is an old technology, but it remains the world's largest form of electricity storage. Its drawback is that it depends on geographic conditions and involves environmental concerns. It cannot be built everywhere. Compressed air storage is another option. When electricity is abundant, air is compressed and stored in underground spaces or storage facilities. When needed, the air is expanded to spin turbines. Flow batteries store electricity through electrolyte solutions kept in tanks. One advantage is that storage capacity can be increased by enlarging the tanks. Thermal storage converts electricity into heat, stores it, and later uses it for industrial processes or power generation. Hydrogen storage uses electricity to split water and produce hydrogen, which can later be used in fuel cells or power generation. Each technology has different strengths and weaknesses. Lithium-ion batteries are fast and efficient, but their costs may become burdensome for long-duration storage. Pumped hydropower is strong for large-scale long-duration storage, but its siting limitations are significant. Hydrogen has potential for long-term storage and industrial use, but there are substantial losses when electricity is converted into hydrogen and then back into electricity. Thermal storage is attractive when combined with industrial heat demand, but integration with the power grid is crucial. Ultimately, the future of electricity storage is likely to be not the victory of a single technology, but a division of roles by timescale. Seconds to minutes will be handled by grid stabilization technologies. Several hours are where lithium-ion batteries are strong. As the time frame moves beyond a day into several days, weeks, and seasons, long-duration technologies such as pumped hydropower, compressed air, flow batteries, thermal storage, and hydrogen become more important. The key question for storage technology is not which technology is best, but what time problem does it solve? The power grid contains second-by-second instability, evening peaks, and seasonal imbalances. Storage technology is developing toward responding to these different layers of time. Another reason long-duration storage matters is that it is connected to power security. Batteries that last a few hours are strong for routine peak response. But complex crises such as major heat waves, cold waves, typhoons, wildfires, transmission failures, and fuel supply disruptions require a longer buffer. What matters is how long the power grid can endure when it is hit by a shock. Long-duration storage is like emergency food for the power grid. It is not always visible in ordinary times, but when a crisis arrives, its presence can determine the resilience of the entire system. Storage demand driven by data centers. Another massive trend raising the importance of storage technology is the data center. Artificial intelligence services, cloud computing, streaming, e-commerce, financial transactions, and the Internet of Things all run on data centers. In the past, data centers seemed like back-end infrastructure for the digital industry. Now, however, data centers are emerging as major consumers of electricity. As AI training and inference grow, the electricity demand of data centers is increasing even faster. The International Energy Agency projects that global data center electricity consumption could almost double from about 485 terawatt hours in 2025 to about 950 terawatt hours in 2030. Electricity consumption by AI-focused data centers is expected to grow faster than that of data centers overall. This has major implications for the power grid. Data centers use far more electricity than ordinary households and require stable power supply. If electricity is interrupted even briefly or power quality fluctuates, service failures, data damage, and enormous economic losses can occur. Data centers place two kinds of burdens on the power grid. The first is scale. A single large data center may require as much electricity as a small or medium-sized city. The second is reliability. Data centers must operate around the clock and are sensitive to power quality. For this reason, data centers often have their own backup generators, uninterruptible power supplies, and battery systems. In the future, these facilities may move beyond simple backup devices and become resources that interact with the power grid. For example, a data center could concentrate some operations during times when electricity is cheap and renewable energy is abundant, while using batteries or storage facilities during peak hours to reduce pressure on the grid. Not every AI operation requires an immediate response. Some training tasks or delay-tolerant computation can be adjusted in time and location. When storage technology is added to this, data centers can become not just electricity consumers, but power grid participants that provide flexibility. Of course, reality is not simple. Data centers require large amounts of electricity reliably, and they place pressure on local grids. In the United States, data centers are expected to account for a large share of future electricity demand growth. In regions such as Ireland, Virginia, Oregon, and Singapore, data center siting and grid burdens have already become subjects of debate. Areas where data centers cluster can face bottlenecks if power facilities and transmission networks fail to keep pace. In this context, storage technology becomes part of data center siting strategy. It is not enough for data center companies to sign renewable energy power purchase agreements. What matters is whether the electricity bought from solar or wind is actually supplied at the time it is needed, whether the grid can deliver it reliably, and how peak hour costs can be reduced. Batteries and long-duration storage are tools for solving this problem. Data centers may increasingly install their own storage facilities, contract with storage resources and local grids, or procure electricity by bundling renewable generation with storage. In the age of AI, semiconductors are not the only core resource. Electricity is also a core resource. And the core of electricity is not simply the amount generated, but reliability. No matter how much electricity is produced, AI infrastructure cannot operate if it cannot be supplied at the necessary time and place. Storage technology narrows this gap. AI pushes electricity demand upward. Storage technology absorbs that demand, and grid investment once again determines the growth limits of digital industry. Electricity price volatility and the economics of storage. Storage technology is a matter of technology, but also a matter of price. Electricity has different value depending on time. When demand is low and supply is abundant, the value of electricity is low. When demand is high and supply is tight, the value of electricity is high. Storage technology uses this price difference. It charges when electricity is cheap and discharges when electricity is expensive. This is the most basic economic logic of electricity storage. But the economics of storage are not limited to simple arbitrage. Batteries can provide multiple values at once, including grid stabilization services, frequency regulation, reserve power, transmission congestion relief, and peak reduction. The question is whether power market systems properly compensate these values. Even if storage facilities help the grid in several ways, investment becomes less attractive if market rules fail to recognize those contributions. That is why the spread of storage technology depends not only on technology costs, but also on institutional design. In mature power markets, the value of storage is being rewarded through time-of-use electricity rates, real-time pricing, capacity markets, and ancillary service markets. In regions with unstable grids, storage facilities can contribute to blackout prevention and power quality improvement. In islands or isolated grids, combining renewable energy with storage can become economically viable by reducing diesel generation. In industrial complexes, reducing peak charges and securing emergency power become reasons for storage investment. The meaning of storage is also growing at the household and building level. When rooftop solar power is combined with home batteries, electricity generated during the day can be used in the evening. Electric vehicles are also potential storage resources. If large numbers of electric vehicle batteries are connected to the grid, they could theoretically become a massive distributed storage network. Of course, many issues must be solved, including vehicle use patterns, battery life, charging infrastructure, and power market rules. But the direction is clear. The power grid is gradually moving from a centralized structure toward a distributed structure. What matters here is the changing role of consumers. In the past, consumers were beings who used electricity. In the future, consumers may become beings who store, sell, and adjust electricity. Buildings become small power plants and storage facilities. Electric vehicles become moving batteries. Factories become market participants that adjust power peaks. Storage technology turns electricity consumers into active members of the power grid. However, not every storage investment succeeds. Battery prices, raw material prices, interest rates, power market rules, fire safety, installation permits, and supply chain risks all influence economic feasibility. In particular, the supply chains for key battery materials such as lithium, nickel, cobalt, and graphite are concentrated in specific countries and regions. If storage technology is to become a solution for power security, the supply chain of the storage devices themselves must also be stable. If batteries are introduced to stabilize the power grid, but the battery supply chain becomes a new vulnerability, the problem has only shifted. That is why the economics of storage are not simply a question of have batteries become cheaper? They must be examined together with questions such as, what time-based electricity value does storage address? What services does it provide for grid stability? Does the market system compensate those services? And are supply chains and safety standards sufficient? Storage technology can reduce volatility in electricity prices, but if poorly designed, it can also create new costs. The competitiveness of the future power system is likely to depend more on sophisticated operating capability than on the speed of technology adoption alone. The new name of power security. For a long time, the term energy security was used mainly in relation to oil and gas. The key questions were how much crude oil a country imported, how much natural gas prices rose, whether maritime transport routes were safe, and whether the political situations of oil-producing countries were stable. But as electrification progresses, the center of energy security moves toward the power grid. Cars become electric vehicles, heating shifts to heat pumps, and factories convert to electricity-based processes. When AI and data centers are added to this, the power grid becomes the nervous system of the national economy. Power security is not simply a matter of securing enough generation. Even if enough electricity can be produced, it is useless if transmission networks are blocked. Even if electricity is abundant, it must be wasted if it cannot be stored. Even if power plants exist, they stop if fuel supply is cut off. Even if renewable energy is abundant, the grid becomes unstable if weather variability cannot be absorbed. Power security is a problem in which generation, transmission, distribution, storage, demand management, cybersecurity, and supply chains are all intertwined. Storage technology is emerging as a core pillar of this complex power security. Storage buys time in a crisis. When a transmission network failure occurs, storage facilities can serve as buffers that stabilize power supply. When a large power plant suddenly stops, batteries can respond immediately and ease the drop in frequency. When demand surges due to a heat wave or cold wave, storage reduces the peak burden. When renewable output changes rapidly, storage absorbs the shock to the grid. Storage is the insurance of the power grid. At the national level, storage technology is also industrial policy. Battery manufacturing, power conversion systems, energy management systems, power semiconductors, fire safety technology, recycling, and software operation technologies are all connected. The storage industry is not merely an equipment industry. It is an industry of power grid operation. In the future, the ability to operate countless storage facilities optimally by connecting them to the grid will become as important as the ability to manufacture battery cells well. The added value of power storage may move from hardware to software and operational data. This trend is also important for South Korea. South Korea has a high share of manufacturing and power-intensive industries such as semiconductors, batteries, displays, steel, and petrochemicals. At the same time, it faces challenges such as renewable energy siting constraints, transmission conflicts, concentration of power demand in the Seoul metropolitan area, data center siting issues, and debates over electricity rate realism. Storage technology cannot solve all these problems at once, but it can become a core tool for increasing grid flexibility. In particular, it will be important to decide how storage infrastructure should be placed around industrial complexes, ports, data centers, urban buildings, and renewable energy generation regions. South Korea should focus on two points. One is expanding its strength as a battery manufacturing powerhouse into power grid operation capability. Making batteries well and using them well in the grid are different matters. power market systems, safety standards, installation regulations, database operation, and electricity price signals must all be improved together. The other is viewing long-duration storage as future infrastructure. Lithium-ion batteries alone cannot solve all seasonal and long-term crises. Diverse technologies such as pumped hydropower, hydrogen, thermal storage, and flow batteries must be demonstrated and integrated into the institutional system. Storage technology may not appear glamorous. People can easily picture solar panels and wind turbines, but storage facilities are not as visible. Yet in the future power grid, storage will become a device that regulates the rhythm of the entire system from places that are not easily seen. If power plants are instruments in music, storage technology is closer to the conductor that keeps the tempo. No matter how many good instruments there are, if the rhythm collapses, music becomes noise. The power grid is the same. Even if there are many generation facilities, they cannot become stable energy unless the balance of time is maintained. The future landscape changed by storage. The future power grid will become far more complex than it is today. Electric vehicles will increase, heating and cooling will become more electrified, data centers will grow, and the share of renewable energy will rise. Electricity demand will not simply increase in volume. It may become more volatile and more regionally concentrated. The grid will need to pay more attention not only to average demand, but also to momentary peaks, regional bottlenecks, weather variability, and concentrated demand from digital infrastructure. In this environment, storage technology becomes the new grammar of the power grid. The first change is the temporalization of electricity prices. In the future, electricity rates are likely to move away from simple usage-based pricing and toward a structure in which time-based value matters more. If the price gap widens between times when electricity is abundant and times when electricity is scarce, consumers and companies with storage facilities can act more actively. Factories can adjust part of their production schedules, buildings can optimize heating, cooling, and batteries, and electric vehicles can charge when electricity is cheap and reduce pressure on the grid when electricity is expensive. The second change is the rising importance of regional power grids. A system that sends electricity from central power plants to large cities is no longer sufficient by itself. Renewable energy is scattered across regions, while data centers and industrial complexes concentrate in specific areas. The shape of electricity demand and supply differs by region. Storage facilities become buffers for regional power grids. In the future, energy policy will be evaluated not only by national generation capacity, but also by how much flexibility is secured at the regional level. The third change is the standard of industrial competitiveness. In the past, cheap electricity was an important condition for industrial competitiveness. In the future, what matters will be electricity that is cheap, stable, low in carbon emissions, and available at the needed time. Semiconductor fabs, battery plants, AI data centers, and advanced manufacturing facilities are sensitive to power quality. Storage technology becomes infrastructure that supports both the stability and environmental performance these industries require. Countries that lack power storage capability may become disadvantaged in attracting advanced industries. The fourth change is the decentralization of energy security. Relying on one or two large power plants can be efficient, but it can also be vulnerable during crises. When distributed renewable energy is combined with storage facilities, the power grid can gain a more resilient structure. Of course, distributed systems are more complex to operate. But as digital control technologies and energy management systems advance, many small resources can be operated like a single virtual power plant. Storage technology becomes a core component of this virtual power plant. The final change is the concept of electricity itself. Electricity is no longer merely an invisible service that comes out of a wall outlet. Electricity is a foundational resource that simultaneously determines the speed of industry, the safety of cities, the flow of data, household living costs, and national security. Storage technology controls the timing of this resource. When electricity is generated, when it is stored, and when it is used become questions of economics and security. The future power grid must be understood not as a map of power plants, but as a map of time. The statement that storage technology changes the timetable of electricity is therefore not merely a metaphor. It means that the operating principle of the power system is changing. Storage moves the midday sun into the night, strong wind into calm hours, and cheap electricity into relief from expensive peak time pressure. In a crisis, it buys minutes. Over the long term, it creates resilience for days and weeks. Storage is not a technology for simply holding electricity. It is a technology for handling time. The energy transition of the future will not be completed by more power plants alone. More transmission lines alone will not be enough either. The power grid must insert time between production and consumption. That time is storage. Batteries and long-duration storage make the breathing of the grid more even, absorb the instability of renewable energy, support the electricity demand of data centers and industry, and create a new foundation for energy security. Ultimately, the next electricity revolution will not be led only by technologies that generate electricity. It will also be led by technologies that make electricity wait, technologies that allow electricity to be used at another time, and technologies that give time to the power grid. As storage technology grows, the power grid will no longer be bound only to the balance of the moment. Electricity will gain time, and the ability to manage that time will become a source of competitiveness for nations and companies. The future competition in electricity will move from how much can be produced to how precisely can it be made available at the right time. Storage technology stands at the center of that transition.